Matt Dorsey is the SFPD's Director of Strategic Communications. Breed announced her decision alongside Dorsey's previous bosses, former District Attorney Dennis Herrera and SFPD Police Chief William Scott, at a news conference in front of the nonprofit Delancey Street Foundation near the Embarcadero. The foundation helps former incarcerated people and people struggling with addiction get back onto their feet. Scott sang Dorsey's praises during the press conference.
He stands his ground when he believes in an issue. Whichever way he believes in an issue, he's going to stand his ground. And I can't tell you, Matt, you know how much I appreciate you and your work and you as a person. We're going to miss you. In the San Francisco Police Department, we're going to miss you dearly. But we know that the next chapter of your public service career, that the city is in good hands.
Reflecting on his policing background, Dorsey talked about what he said was the need to improve public safety in San Francisco and address the police staffing crisis. He also talked about addressing addiction based on his personal experiences with drug use.
I am a three-time drug rehab graduate, and although I've spent most of my adult life in recovery, I've had setbacks. That's why I feel personally invested in reversing the record-shattering crisis in drug overdose deaths we have seen in San Francisco since 2020. And it's largely why I asked Mayor Breed to consider me for this appointment.
But several groups, including homelessness advocates, harm reduction organizations, and anti-racist public safety organizations, have criticized a police-based approach. And the SFPD's 8-person PR team, which Dorsey led, recently came under scrutiny during a SF Board of Supervisors hearing last week for its nearly $1.6 million annual price tag. District 5 Supervisor Dean Preston called for the hearing.
I think especially as we experience significant challenges related to the media-fueled backlash against the demands made by activists during and following the murder of George Floyd and the protests that followed, we need to understand to what extent taxpayer funds are being used to shape the media and the public narratives on these important issues. I hope that it is not controversial and that our starting point is that we all agree that city-funded press units should be used to be sharing factual information, not to be sensationalizing, spinning, or spreading what some might see as propaganda.
Outgoing District 6 Supervisor Matt Haney had urged Mayor Breed to appoint his Chief of Staff, Honey Mahogany, who created the world's first transgender district, a cultural district in the Tenderloin. Dorsey will appear on the ballot for the District 6 race this November. For KPFA News, I'm Sam Liu.